Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to... I can't do it. Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 29. Today is Saturday, July the 30th, 2016 already. That means that half the year is gone. I am your host, Don, and Twitter, yay. And joining me is my co-host, Lita, who is probably not squirreling like me. How are you doing, Lita?
Oh, you're so funny. Ah, hello, everyone. I'm doing good. It's over half a year. That was the end of June.
Well, it would have been
June.
End of June, yeah.
I was like, what? But yeah, I know, scary. Like, it's August is nearly here.
Well, it's funny because I kind of consider the middle of, or the end of July to be halfway through the year, only because it's halfway through our kids' school summer break.
Oh,
because they've got July and August off, and then they're back the first day after Labor Day in September. So the first Tuesday they're back into school.
Yeah.
So, I always consider that to be the halfway point of the entire year, even though, I know it's June, but still.
No, that's fair enough. I'm doing well, though. How you doing?
Being distracted by pictures on Twitter of people that I follow posting interesting things that I can't say on the stream. Because we'll violate our clean tag.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Not complaining, though.
Okay. Have no idea what you're talking about,
there's
but anyway.
There's no firemen. That's all. There's just no firemen.
I don't want to know. That's all
For
I'm saying.
Firemen, you need to look at Lita's feed.
Lita's Facebook. That's Facebook, what people... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's talk about some news in the world of Warcraft.
Okay, bumper. Because I like saying bumper.
Breaking now, news from the world of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
All right, now I can
close love that.
Yes,
Rogue
I do. Slayer
is so cool for doing that one for us. That's awesome.
So.
Yes, what have we got?
Okay.
BlizzCon, ticket. Yeah. Email confirmations.
Yes. So if you have a ticket, you should have received an email or two or three or four or five because they sent out many copies, even if you only had one ticket.
Yeah.
Which is really weird. They did go out earlier this week. They are legitimate. However, when in doubt, don't click anything in the actual email. Just go to your universe.com account and get it through there, and it's all good. So if you can, never click links in emails and stuff. And that's pretty much the news, because from what I understand, they're not doing any more Q&A stuff, so... actually, no, there is some news. Is August 9th is Demon Hunters, so... I guess I'll put up a separate board and list for Demon Hunters. It won't require the site to be down or anything, but just to see what people can do. Right?
Yeah. You are going to roll one straight away or gonna wait like me?
I'm
gonna wait.
I did it the same way as Death Knights. I never had a Death Knight until Wrath was almost over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go in there and fight everyone else.
So. Yeah. No, well, that's fair enough. I think I rolled mine early, but I didn't get around to playing until maybe a good, 3 months after it had started for the same reason. Plus, I get obsessed with my main, and then, you know, the other multitude of alts that I have. So yeah. So, but it's exciting if we're going to get it a little bit early. So that's cool.
And I assume that August 9th, because you can play with Demon Hunters, I would assume that that means that's when the invasions are going to start to happen. So as Irons and Bloodthirsty and all that, you should keep your heads up.
Yeah, that'll be... Yeah, okay. Well, we'll have to wait and see. So that's something exciting to look forward to. Alrighty, so site news. Yeah. What have we got? Drenor Garrison Outpost rules tweak.
Okay, so we put up rules about Drenor stuff because we didn't have any rules, and fair enough, we should have had rules out, so we did. These particular rules were geared so that you couldn't use the buffs that you get from the zones, like the outposts and stuff. However, they were really meant so that you're allowed to use your outpost, just not the buffs. There's one exception to that, and that's the Spires of Arrak 20% XP buff. This is passive, and you cannot remove it, so you cannot use that outpost. That's the only tweak that I made to the wording of our rules. So you can use the outpost because if you couldn't use it, it would have meant that you can't open up some of the quest chains, and that's not what we intended. I mean, that's not fair. So, we don't want this to be a Bloodthirsty. We want it to be Iron Man. You don't need to use the Shredder. You can still get the outpost for it, but you can't use it. That's pretty much it. That's all.
Okay. All right. No worries. So DC'd, then blues equipped. DC'd?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
So remember pre-patch day, everyone came back on, and some classes had weapons auto-equipped.
I had one out of all of mine. Only one, iron had blues attached.
And what class was it?
I'm going to say it was Shaman?
Really? Oh, maybe. Okay.
Oh, Monk. I can't remember, but it had two blue things in its hands, and I just went, ah! I literally just went, I was like, what the? But yeah, So
monks, monks were one of the classes that, because the default is Windwalker, which is DPS, they want you using two single-handed weapons. So when people logged in, they had these things equipped. We talked about this last week.
Yep.
Some people had them mailed. However, Fair was on her monk in mid-flight, like on a flight path, and got kicked offline.
Right.
And she came back online, and the blues were auto-equipped.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
I kind of figured this was going to be a one-time thing with our pre-patch, you know?
Yeah.
Not as a create a character, level it up, and all of a sudden, oh, hey, you've got blues now. It makes me worried that this is going to be an issue for that particular class. I think one of the things that you might want to try doing is, what she found was that she had a staff equipped and not two weapons. So what it might have done is that she could have been kicked off by Blizzard as part of a random code update.
Yep.
And when she came back on, it picked up that she had only a white two-hander on, and said, no, you're not supposed to do that. This is how you're supposed to play, and here, we will give you two blues.
Wow.
So one of the things that I've begun to do is, on my irons, I've got a Death Knight that I'm playing with right now, and I make sure that, this one's going to be okay. If I was a little bit worried on logging out, because at one point I had a single one-handed axe and I didn't have another weapon. I was worried that on logging out and logging back in, Blizzard would have given me two blues, because it would have seen that I don't have two equipped.
Okay.
I think if you're in a spec when you are offline, that doesn't require if you're in a spec where weapons... Oh man, I'm losing it. Okay, basically, Fair was equipped the wrong weapon, quote-unquote wrong one. She can still use it, but default-wise, it's the wrong one.
So, because Blizzard wants you to play the default, and they want you to play the default with a two one-handeds, not one two-handeds, Blizzard says, well, here, we're going to give you this.
Yep.
Even though your free will is still to go, well, no, I don't want to use that. I want to use this. But Blizzard's coding, I suppose, says something's not right, and then has triggered the fact that it gave her blue.
So what I would advise, though, is that if you're going to log out in a spec that's appropriate for your weapons. So a two-handed... weapon for a monk, I would say log out in Mist, right? And our Mist Weaver, right? And hopefully you shouldn't log back in and see that you've got two weapons equipped. If people have tried this and still see that they have blues, please let me know, because we're just going based on what we hear, right? I mean, I've looked at stuff on my own and come to the conclusions that I have, right? But the more information that we have is the better. I'm just worried that going forward, we're going to always have monks being like, I've got two blues. I'm like, man.
Yeah, okay. And so with the swap, the fact that we've got the spec, which we did talk about last week, but for those people who aren't sure, because you get a default spec, and if you're going to play it a particular way with how the challenge tunes run, and you want to have something that's off, then like weapon-wise, go with the staff. So you've then physically got to go, okay, well, then I need to swap to this other spec, which is completely within the guidelines now, because Blizzard is giving us a default spec and we can swap specs.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure everyone's up to date with that, because it is a big change from what we've previously had.
Absolutely.
To all of a sudden be like, well, no specs, and then here you're forced to have one. Okay. We'll see how that goes. Let us know, guys. Let us know how it's going, you know.
So
what's your leveling been like? Tell us about it.
And if you are listening to this and you get flagged, let me know and I can fix it. Because you should not be flagged because of something that Blizzard's done where you never made that mistake. I mean, we already get screwed over by bugs and all this other stuff. I don't think you should be flagged and then have to delete your character just because of this. So it's not very fair.
No. Okay. Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Yeah. All right. Well, don't forget, tweet Stone at WoW Challenges or contact podcast at WoWChallenges.com in case if you need to let him know. All right, possible delay on EU character updates.
Yeah, so basically, I've seen that I've got a couple people let me know that their characters were still showing the old characters. And it was not just 24 hours. It was like 2 or 3 nights, right? So one was not even appearing on... one was not even appearing on the Armory. And the other one... Actually, it was about 4 days for the API data, which we use to actually get updated. I did tweet Blizzard so that they were aware. I haven't heard if they fixed it. I would assume they have. And another assumption, you know what happens when you assume, right? Hopefully, this won't be the case. I would assume it's been fixed. Whoa, okay. So my fridge just decided to make more ice. And nice. just so that you know, it's not Bob now, it's Bill the fridge.
Bill shouldn't it be fridge. Fred the fridge?
Fred the fridge. Fantastic.
Fred the fridge. Excellent.
Fantastic. So basically I assume that this is caused by the pre-patch and all that stuff. If you notice that your character is not getting updated, let me know. Hopefully we will, hopefully it won't take too long. Please give it like 24 hours. Usually it doesn't take that long, but if you're reusing a character name, it will. And otherwise, if it's just a regular character that you've never had before with a name that you've never used, and it's taken more than a day, there must be something wrong, and we should contact Blizzard just to at least let them know. And if they know already, great. You know, and if they don't, well, great. Now they do. So
alrighty.
That's pretty. The only other thing I want to say is that we will be getting a site update soon-ish, just so that you guys know.
Okay.
I don't know when it's coming, but it will be coming, and I'll have more details once I hear from stuff and people and things.
Oh, that's exciting. Excellent.
Yep. I'm very excited. I'm very thankful.
That's very cool. Yes. Yeah. All right. So how about we do the state of the challenges for this week?
Okay. I was going to bring in the kids, but they're outside in the backyard being good, so I don't want to test my luck.
I'll do it. It's all good. Okay, so we will start with the iron. So we've got beaten to death. Beaten to death is 81. Margadon is 84. Iron Man, RIP, died at 88. 67 died at 90. Oh no, Iron, we lost. Died at 90, and Discord Kitty, died at 91. Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. Oh, commiserations. Tani hit 95, and Tani died
at 96.
Why have we got... Thank you. I was, like, freaking out going, there's something wrong here.
I'm looking at
died at 96. Yeah. Oh, Tani, I'm so sorry. Never Died H is 96. Wow, that's awesome. And 19th Iron this expansion. Fourth Druid. First since the pre-batch. Nandaru hit 100.
Awesome.
Yay! Congrats. That's awesome. 19 irons. Wow. Fantastic job, guys. That's wonderful. Okay, let's look at the Bloodthirsties.
Excuse me.
So we've got Iron Man Faff at 44. Frenzia at 48. Blood Mooney at 50. Bent Grinder at 50. Iron DK Faff at 58.
No, wait. Hold on.
What?
Iron Man Paff.
Iron Man Paff.
There we go. Okay, great. And now Iron Man. And then Iron Paff. DK Paff.
What did I say? Faff.
Fap.
I have Faff.
You've done both Fap, which is interesting, and Faff. I don't think we can use FAP in the show title and keep our clean tag.
We can use FAFT.
We can't use FAP. Actually, and I think saying that right now, we might lose our clean tag. All the parents might get mad at us. You don't know what? Oh my goodness!
No, okay. Talk about it. Tell me later.
Okay,
fine. Okay, sorry.
Yay.
So Iron Man Path is 44, yes. And Iron DK Path was 58. So congratulations, that's awesome. All right, so Doherty was 58, but flagged kills granting experience too low. So not enough. What does that mean again? Not enough kills?
Not enough kills. So basically that flag's going to, it should go away because they're really close. It should go away if they continue leveling up and leveling up appropriately.
Okay. All right. So then we've got Never Died, Blood is 59.
Yep.
Visenna is 60. Zep Hunter is 65. Flagged.
Yeah.
Because two health potions were used.
Yep.
Well, right. Yep. Okay.
That sucks.
And my favorite, Bloody Kitang, hit level 80. Yay! That's exciting. That's awesome. All right. Let's look at the pacifist. Yes, I am dying. Thanks, Rain. Ash Piece 2, hit level 60. Compassioner. Hit 22. I'm pretty sure that's Rogue Slayer. Peaceful Pally hit 23. Flagged, though, with two kills.
Yes.
I like this name, too. Minky Pie is 28. That's cool. Peace Nicker, 37. Huey Hamster, 37.
Like that one.
That's a good name, too. Yeah. I like that. L's Pacifist hit 41. Inapt Iron hit 52. Silent Herbar hit 55. And Serenella hit 57. And okay, I just saw what you just, thank you.
Okay. So I told her what fat means.
Yeah, okay. Let's not, you're gonna edit that, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to everyone for an awesome job. Commiserations to everyone who lost a toon this week. Wow, there was quite a few irons this week.
Yeah, and I'm not really, you know, sure exactly why. I mean, I know that Discord Kid did post, and Tony did post. I know that Iron we lost. I watched him die. That's cool. Cobra K that he does YouTube videos, this loss is, he's like, yeah, okay, I'm done. So he's gonna be done for a while. And Tani, I think, needs a little bit of a break too. So
yeah,
but this is what happens though. Like, you get kind of really into your character and you get so high, and then you die. You're really close, and you're like, you could taste it, and then and then that's it, and then you do need to take a break, right? And just take a month or two, man.
Can be a wrecking. Sure. I don't know about everyone else, but sometimes those deaths really become so heart-wrenching, like gut-wrenchingly physically, emotionally, that you just like to take that step back and just be like, I'm done for a bit. You gotta take a bit of a break sometimes. Yep. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mark says the deaths of the 90 plus irons shows the challenge is still hard, which, that's no good point. Excellent.
Yep.
All right. This is going to probably be a short show, guys, which is not a bad thing, but we're gonna get into our host chat, which. What would you say? It's more some information and things like that. So, Stone, what did you want to talk about?
Okay, so I was going to talk a little bit about ease of the challenge versus your toolkit. You know, there's been talk, well, it's really easy now and all this stuff, and it's like, well, yes, I agree, it's easier. But why is it easy? Lots of people are saying it's because you have a larger toolkit, but I think that's only one part of it. I think the other part is that I think everything got a buff.
Yeah.
And one of the examples is that I want to use is a post from Lyson. He's basically saying that his Death Knight Deathstrike used to do 200 damage. Now it's 800.
Wow.
And that's from the same thing that we had before. Right, yep. And it's not just because you're in a particular spec. I mean, they've buffed everything. So, yeah. I did start playing again, and I wanted to do the Death Knight area because that's where I like to hang out and stuff, and I like to see how hard it is because it was hard, and I will say that I hit level 58. On my Death Knight and was out of that zone and got into Outland, and I was killing things that were at level, which pre-patch you could not do.
Okay, so you went to Outland at 58, not 60 or
not 60 or higher, yeah. I was killing one, two things, maybe three, and then I'd have a break. I did die though, and I was purposely trying to play not super reckless, but I was just trying to see what I could get away with, and I died ironically where I lost my first Death Knight, where you have to kill the fell cannons up on the ledges, and there's the little human guys that try and fix them and stuff. And there's just too many. I couldn't survive. So there is a limit. And if I was pulling one each time and had to break, sure. And I think that's going to be the biggest thing here is that people are going to need to learn that just because you're stronger, you still need to have patience because you may feel like you can take two or three, but suddenly when that two or three become five or six, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah. And that's basically what happened to me. And I leveled up a new Death Knight. And honestly, the Death Knight is still very hard until you can get a weapon to drop. Because all that you have are spells that don't require a weapon, and that's like two things, and they don't hit for very much. So basically, you have to kind of grind until you can get something that you can use to hit people with. And that's the longest and hardest part now. So what I would say for anybody that wants to try a Death Knight, I would definitely say go unholy and make sure you have your pet out and use Outbreak, because that's pretty much the only thing that you can use until you can get a weapon. And that makes it somewhat hard. You basically Outbreak and run. And keep using it and run. And hopefully you will get a weapon for Blood and Unholy. You need a two-handed weapon, which on my first character, I got it. On my second character, I only got a one-handed axe. So I couldn't stay with... I was going to go Blood and I couldn't. So I carried on as Frost. I will say that Frost is definitely the weaker of the three specs. For iron. Death Knights are the best. Death Knights are the best. Honestly, I would say it feels like everybody got a buff except for Hunters. Okay. It kind of feels like Hunters got the big nerf because now they don't have any traps and stuff, and it's like,
yeah. Really?
And so all of the other classes kind of got, hey, we can actually play them now, and Hunters are no longer that, oh, we're OP. Now it kind of made them the same as everybody else. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens when folks get into the Legion zones. Because we're still not planning on not going live with allowing the weapon. And I know that there's some classes that kind of rely on you having it. So that's going to be interesting. I know that some classes you can get away with it, but we'll see. And it's easier to say no and then change it to yes after versus saying yes now and then saying no after, right? So, yeah, so we'll see. But that's basically my week, I guess, in Iron Man world.
Okay.
DK's rule and Rogue's rule. I think that's the other way around. DK's rule. DK's rule. Rogue's rule.
That's awesome. Oh, you guys. Chat room's having a.
Well, the pitchfork. Well, here's the thing. I didn't get the pitchfork because the pitchfork, I didn't bother to go try for it. Okay. Mark said that he started a Death Knight and got the pitchfork on the first kill. Which is great, but the pitchfork kind of pitchfork would be fine to have as an opener, right? But you really want to see if you can get a weapon to drop off of these Scarlet Crusader guys, not the miners or anything like that, because there's one, there's the Bloody Maul or something. And it's 14.09 damage, and that's the one you want. There's actually an axe that's a little bit higher, but it's like 14.23 or something like that. But if you can get those, you're pretty much set. I mean, like things like I went into the Scarlet Keep, and you know when you go inside the basement, and the guys on the wooden table. And you have to free him, and then the guy, and then the other guys come down. Well, before the mage, he was such a pain. Not anymore. Not even close. Now we can kill him. It takes a little bit to kill him by yourself, but before it used to take like 2 minutes at least. At least. Now it's like maybe 30 seconds. So there is definitely. There is a boost. I honestly don't think it's just a matter of toolkit. I think the toolkit is there, and it helps. But I think people have gotten a buff to make things quicker to kill.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have to see how that goes for sure. But I mean, it's exciting, but it's also a bit. I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about it all as to my tunes, and it's like a bit apprehensive. So I don't know how you're feeling about, you know, running your challenge tunes, but I know I'm feeling a bit like,
I removed all of mine because they were all like level 34 and lower. So I was like, you know, I'd rather go.
You're going to start all over.
Yeah. And I wanted to try my Death Knight the whole way through, and I'm not going to switch in between. I'm just going to be playing that one and see how far I can get. And I'm actually liking that I can take mobs one-on-one. And I like that if I'm starting to get too cocky that I can die. Because I can't heal myself like I did before. It's not quite the same. It's not quite the same. I mean, it's still there, but it's different.
Okay. All right. We'll have to see how it plays. Okay. So what I wanted to talk about today was I have looked at my challenge tunes. Anyway, so next. I got a bit distracted yesterday. I was chatting with someone and we got distracted by looking at pretty stuff. So, these things happen. You know, it happens. But what I wanted to have a chat with. is I am completely obsessed with the appearance tab and collecting all the things. Like this is my pet collecting pets, Pokemon in game, obsessed. It was not a fireman. It was not. So I was thinking, and I don't know how anyone else is running it, but with all the changes now to when we get quest rewards, normally when I'm playing my challenge tunes, of course, I'm going to, especially with the irons, hand in the quest and get, you know, it doesn't matter what green or blue item they give me, as long as they give me the one that I can vendor for the most amount of money, you know. Whereas now, because we've all got these appearance tabs in, that anything that's soulbound, that's green, blue, or purple, automatically goes into your appearance tab, which is account wide.
Yep.
So what I was going to be looking at is this is more of an enhancement, actually, for helping my other tunes, that as I'm playing the challenge tunes and I come across stuff that in the quest rewards that I go, oh, well, I haven't collected that. I might as well get the piece that is gear specific to that tune. I'm not going to equip it, but because it becomes soulbound and I don't have it, it goes into my appearance tab, which then is going to allow for my other tunes, my normal tunes, to be able to utilize it. And mm-hmm. I thought that was a good way to do it. I mean, I still obviously I'm going to vendor that piece for money anyway, but instead of constantly looking at, normally, you know, when you're doing these questing stuff, that you'll look and go, oh, well, you know, I'm on the hunter and, oh, well, the plank gives me, you know, I can get that and I can vendor that for, you know, 86 silver, as opposed to if I get the male piece that I'm just going to, you know, vendor for 56 silver. So previously I would always look at the most, you know, what was going to give me the better return for money, you know, because you want to get money on your tunes, you know, to make sure you've got enough that when you get to your riding and flying and all of that.
I would love gold to be able to buy flying and outland. I don't have enough
yet. So yes.
Rioting around like a schmo.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I was wondering, you know, what people thought of that, whether that was something that was a thought, you know, whether it's a thought process that as you're leveling your tunes, are you thinking about, oh, well, I might as well get this to go into my appearance tab. Is everyone not obsessed with the appearance tab as I am? That could be another issue. I am slightly obsessed with it. And yeah, so I just want thoughts because I think it's something relative to playing the challenge tunes that even though we're not enhancing the challenge tune itself by the questing, and you know, like I haven't done a low level quest in certain zones for quite some time.
Yep.
So now that everything's in the appearance tabs, that I can get stuff that I previously, you know, would have just leveled up a normal tune to have gotten. So I like that thought. I think it's kind of cool for me. So so what's your thought, Mr. Transmog? Not
Transmog.
Yeah. Well, you've openly said that you're not a huge transmog.
But person. I think however, that if I was at a point where gold didn't matter on my tune, like for instance right now, I need gold, so I don't care about transmog. I want the item that's gonna give me the most gold. But if it ever came down to that, I don't need the gold. I don't really care about it because I've got so much. Because that can happen. Then sure, I would maybe pick the ones that I don't have. But for some reason, the add-ons that I have are not actually showing if I've collected them or not. So I don't know why that is. And they've been updated and everything. So I don't know if it's a different add-on that's interfering or.
Yeah.
Oh! I am fabulous. I am.
He is, yeah. Well, he got the achievement.
I was short by 5 shirts when it was all said and done.
And what did you do to get your shirts?
Bought guild shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were cheap. They're by the guild vendor. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Rogueser, we're going to talk about that a little bit in a bit. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So write in, let us know any thoughts on that OCD. As well, about the appearance tab and, you know, collecting stuff. I'm up for it because I'm like, hey, I want to look pretty. Mind you, the funny thing is I tried last night. Okay, this is on my main. I tried to get her a new transmog and I couldn't do it. She's in full corruptor set. And sure. I was like, I can't. I still don't have enough stuff. I want to make something that's pretty. Even with having all the tier sets that I've got, I'm like, no. So she's still in Corruptor. I may give her a new set. I don't know. I love Corruptor set. What can I say? I'm a undead warlock at heart, obviously. Yeah. Anyway, let's go on to chit chat, and this is where you can send in questions for us, share your tips or tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas quests, all of those things. Yep. So I'm going to take the first one, which is from Twitter, and Cheryl sent us a tweet that said, Paladins still have buffs, and I think, haven't tested but seen comments, we can put all 3 on ourselves at once. They are Greater Blessing of Might, Kings, and I don't remember the last one. It's the one with the Ankh icon.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Something
so
like
it's
that.
Might, Kings, and Wisdom.
And you can put them all on yourself at once. Yep.
Oh,
I've tested it. Yep. Yes, you can.
Mm.
But they're the only class that can buff now, so
that's
a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Hallies.
Well, I mean, I kind of like that way. I mean, yes, it might seem weird with the 3 buffs, but they are completely separate buffs, right? Like they do completely different things. I kind of like how, like, they're the only class with buffs now. It's just, you know, because it's like back in the day where you only had certain things. I know that priests had Fort, right, and me, he just had Int, but it's kind of neat where they're making it so that, you know, I guess they're kind of making it now that if you have your raid, you have to bring a pally, right? Or you're gonna have to go find an item that will give you the buffs. I don't know if that exists or not, because before it used to be they would say bring the player, not the class, and they didn't want you to have to bring one pally, one druid, you know, all this stuff, right? And that's why a lot of the classes had lots of things that other classes could do. And now I think they're going away from it, where they wanted a class to now be unique, which I think is okay. I mean, it's one of the reasons why they got rid of have group will travel right? Because now you, because warlocks, I mean, you don't need them to summon anymore. So I mean that kind of sucked, because when you think of a warlock, you think, do we have a warlock here so we can get everyone here, right? And
but at the same stage, there would be times when I'd be the first person somewhere, and then I could actually not have to rely on waiting for people. I could drop, you know, have group would travel and get the whole raid to that point.
Yep.
And it just made life a little bit easier, as opposed to, you know, sometimes you get into a raid and everyone's like, warlock, get here. It's like, first off, I've got a name. And please, it's like, I'll be there when I'm ready.
I was one of those guys that if somebody called me by my class, I wouldn't answer.
Yeah, that nothing
I, you know, it's kind of like, even though I could be the only one of that class, you know, if you can see that I'm a certain class, you can see my name.
Yeah, exactly.
Just use my name.
All right.
Okay.
Do you want to take a, the next
one? You have a tweet from Mazylan. I believe you may have covered this and been reading the forums. However, can you confirm that we can respec once? I can confirm you can respec more than once. We've had lots of people asking, as you're about to find out. Well, I guess in a different email. You can respec more than once, at least for now, unless we get a way to track it, because I really would like to make it so that you can only have one spec. That would be great. I would love it, because...
Just have one.
Just be like, okay, well, you're the first Blood Death Knight to make it, and you're the first Frost Mage. I really want that, but there's no way for me to track it. Like, none. Like, absolutely not. And there's nothing even, like, even a little bit of a smidgen of a way to track it, which yeah. Really, I really would like it. So hopefully, maybe at BlizzCon when I'm at the Blizzard dinner, maybe I can ask somebody, hey, can you, like, please do it? I mean, I've been asking for this. I've been asking for it since last BlizzCon. So yeah. I had a whole big list when we found out that you can spec change and all this stuff. I was like, oh my goodness. Okay, here's a list of everything that we want, and we got nothing.
Yep. Okay. So, all right. Yep. So spec more than once, you can change specs. Not a problem.
You can change your spec to suit your need at the time.
Yeah.
So we have another tweet from Dormiria. We have to be a spec, but don't take talents, correct? And I say yes. Do not click on the talents. Talents are not allowed. If you click on a talent, you cannot unclick it. You can't unselect
it. You can't go back.
You can't go back. You will be flagged, and that's going to be it. And I'm not going to be making exceptions for those, because that's like accidentally equipping a green when you know you shouldn't be. Right.
Yeah.
Or accidentally. And the
other thing which we did talk about last week was the fact that because they don't give you, there is no, hey, you sure you want to do this? It's click the talent and it's automatically there.
Yep.
So you guys need to be so careful.
Mm-hmm.
Just be really, really careful when it comes to the talents.
Yep.
Do not, if I could just make it that you said, hey, I don't want to have that talent tab come out. Can we, like, just get rid of it off that tune so I don't see it? I would be happy, but alas, not yet. I think
we should make an add-on that does it, but anyways. So we have a... that's how I roll. We have a tweet from Alminia. Alminia is an MVP on the Blizzard forums, on the Blizzard development forum, so... He and I talk about stuff, dev stuff, all the time. Sad faced Iron Alminia on Wormrest is burned. Somehow I got a green red linen shirt equipped, and I replied to him saying, "Don't worry, you're going to be okay. Shirts we're going to ignore, and tabards we're going to ignore." And I think there's something we were talking about allowing the summoning tabards. But I don't know where that went. I know Brittle brought that up. I think we talked about this last week too. But if folks want to bring this back up and we want to allow it again, then make a post on the forums. I don't have a strong opinion about it. I just kind of went with what I thought we were going to go with, and if we want to change that, we can. It's not a big deal because you can only earn it on that particular character. You can't. Put the tabard in your appearances and then use that power on another tune. So you can only use it if you've earned it, which I would be okay with. So
I wish we'd had the hide. You can have hide shirt, right? But you can't have hide tabard.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Hiding stuff.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'll do the tweet from Tuckhannes Frostborn. He said, "Also, I'm super excited about the updated at WoW Challenges website. Once life things are caught up with, back on the Iron Man train for me." He's been pretty busy.
Yep.
He's been pretty busy, I think, gallivanting around the
travels around a lot, eh? Yeah.
Yeah, he's always busy.
He always posts nice food pictures.
I know, right? He does a lot of travel because that's what he does. So, so thanks, Tark. Now, email from Brian. Hi, love how active you guys are with the site. Thank you. Have you figured a way to make it so we can hide the helm and cloak and maybe shoulders without getting flagged? The cloak and helm ruin the look of my character.
Okay, so he's not the only person to ask about it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the only way you can hide your helm and cloak now is through transmogging. And because you're not allowed to wear, you know, green or higher gear, you're kind of...
You can't.
You can't. So that's a drawback. It, you know, if we could transmog onto gray or white gear, then we could.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Because we can't, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you can't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, sorry. All right. Okay, yeah, so see, I told you we would address it.
Okay. Yeah, forgot about that. Alrighty, next one. Facebook post.
So I just got a Facebook post, actually, just within the last hour. Facebook post from Chris. Hey, I'm trying to do the Iron Man challenge. Wow, beer is having fun with me right now. I just dinged 10. That's not what he said. But I just, you know, dinged 10. The problem is a specialization was chosen for me. I automatically get this. Plan. I guess he's a priest. You cannot level without a specialization anymore. Any advice? And you know, I quickly said, yes, we've updated the rules. Please check them out. I will be, I guess I should post something in the FAQ too, like right up at the top about this, because you know, it's going to be asked a lot. It has been asked a lot, and you know, I did update the rules, but the website doesn't really hide, like, I don't really put anything on there to highlight what's been changed. So you kind of have to look at the wall of text, and hopefully with the website update that's forthcoming, we can make it look nicer and more attractive. Because I'm more techie versus display. So
yeah. So I suppose the big thing and why we keep getting a lot of these questions is because Iron Man from the original days...
Well, from the beginning, yeah.
From the very, very beginning. Oh, yeah. Don't hit Mike. Has been to... I talk with my hands, people, well, that, okay? That's why. That's,
you,
I'm talking and I'm waving, yeah. Okay. So right back from day dot. Iron Man has always been no specialization. Yeah. So the fact that we get to now, Blizzard changes the rules completely on us, which means everyone's kind of so used to thinking of, well, Iron Man, you know, no talents, no spec, all of this, and to everyone to go, hang on, wait, what's... It just gave me a smack. What's going on?
No, sure.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it's a bit crazy. I'm still getting my head around it. And
I wonder if I should... post something up on the main page of the website, like right up on the top.
Do it.
Yes, specializations are allowed.
Yeah, do it. I would. As from patch 7.0.
As of 7.0. Yes, specs are allowed.
Specs are now allowed due to the changes that have been
Please see the rules.
Yeah. Alrighty, excellent. Well, thank you for those. Now, we did get some discussion in Discord that we wanted to mention.
Yes,
And we do have a Discord server, people. So if you are interested, please ask Stone.
The Discord server, there is actually a link on the header of the
webpage. On the website. Yeah. Okay.
But can say that this was my miss? This was actually posted like last week, and I didn't. I was going to add it to last week's show, and I forgot. I'm just bad. So
that's right. Sorry. So we thought we'd make mention of it because it's still fairly relevant as to people are around doing lots of fishing in the fishing parties and that kind of thing. So the question was, are you allowed to use a sea turtle if you don't intend to swim with it? Because you can use it since level 1, which is correct. You can hop on that from any level and ride it. So, Stone, what's the thoughts?
we have different opinions, and that's okay. My opinion of it is that if you're only on the ground, it's because it doesn't give you a speed boost. It's still you're running, like the fastest that you're able to go is your running speed. So
yeah,
it doesn't give you a boost. If you're in the water, then I would say absolutely not, because then you get your boost, and that's not good. I know that I've accidentally used it, and when it pops up, just because of where I put all my buttons, and as soon as I see it, I actually don't like it, because when I'm on the mount and it's moving so slow, it drives me insane, because I'm like, I'm on a mount, it shouldn't be going this slow. Get off this mount. I would rather run. I would rather run. It's the same speed. It's the exact same speed, but it just, you know. So that's my opinion.
Yes, that's your opinion. My opinion for my two cents, because I'm allowed to have my two cents, is I feel like if you haven't earned it on that character, then you shouldn't be using it. That's how I roll it. Like, it's just, if you haven't earned it, then no. So I don't use it. But it is cute to run around on a low level on a sea turtle, because they're so cute. And then you jump in the air and it just goes bloop.
Bloop.
And it's bloop. Yeah, it's very cute. So I do like that. There was a couple of things in the chat room that I wanted to...
Sure.
Go back over, but I can't remember. Hang on, give me 2 seconds.
Well, Marg makes a point about the talent pain keeps flashing up, so you also have to combat the talent pain boss. Don't click on it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So annoying.
Yep.
And I thought there was something Stir said. Maybe I'm going back.
I think he was talking about the, hiding the helmet and the cloak.
Okay. Maybe. Oh no, Zaya QC said way back when we were talking about the quest below 60 give more XP. I meant to bring it up before, but I thought that was interesting that we were talking about that. Challenge. Yeah, we were talking about, I suppose, the DKs and relevant to.
Yep.
All of that. And I thought there was another one. Marg said melee definitely got buff. They even said this, didn't they?
He's
finding melee?
Well, yeah. They said that I'm not sure if he's talking about the hot fixes that came out way before, like about a month or two before. Where they said that hunters and range classes got a nerf a bit, and melee classes got a bit of a buff, and mobs below level 20 got a buff, and now you can multi-tap and all this stuff. Not sure if he's talking about that, but I don't really recall them really coming out and saying... so he's talking about the same thing that I am.
The little hot
fix. Yeah, okay. Maybe he'll... They did get a buff. I think they said it was going to be below level 60. It's 40 or 60.
I just want to know, chat room, for the guys that are playing Hunters, if anyone is playing an Iron or a Challenge Hunter at the moment, how are you finding with your pets? Like, do you think your pets are as strong as before the change with the pre-patch? Stone, you obviously haven't rolled a hunter of yet. Have you noticed anything?
I noticed that on my hunter, when I go do mount farming on my hunter, that the pet doesn't have taunt anymore. It's not it's not on the bar.
Really?
At least not on the pets that I've got, so I don't know if it's pets pet specific now. And even when I changed my wolf to be a tank,
you can say it.
Frank is big and tough.
Yeah, thanks, Nixon. We're glad Frank is working for you. That's awesome.
Oh, he's got growl. Interesting. Okay, so
that's funny. You guys are funny.
Interested to know if it's the pet, though, because I know I've got a wolf, and when I changed it to the tanky spec, it didn't have a growl. But
yeah. Okay.
Maybe they changed the icon for it. I don't know.
Maybe they're going back to the fact of having a bit more like pet specific as well. I mean, I've not fully checked. Like, I logged into my hunter and was kind of like, yeah, she hasn't got blues equipped, so I'm okay. But I haven't. I haven't started on that, so. Anyway, run in, let us know. That's the other thing. Alrighty, wrap up time.
Yep.
I think so, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. So I just want to say that we have intentionally not kind of had extra people on just because we wanted to focus on what's been changed, because we're in a time of lots of stuff going on, and we don't want to take away from folks. I think we've allotted one guest on coming up, not even next week, but until we have our anniversary show, then we'll start getting back into having guests on. So we are going to be having an anniversary show on August 28th. I think 28th was our first show. 27th in real time, 28th in the future, in some far off down under land or Central European time.
You'll get down under in a minute, boss.
Well, Carrie's actually just outside, so if she comes in, I certainly hope so. So our first anniversary show will be coming up. It feels like it's been longer than a year we've been doing this, but it also feels like it's been going really quick, too. So where are we? So that's in about a month. Our next show will be next week, Saturday, next August week. The 6th, 7 p.m. Eastern. That's Sunday, August the 7th in some faraway land down under where they get lots of radiation and all that stuff from the sun.
What?
And that's 9 a.m. In Australian Eastern time and 1 a.m. Central European time.
I'm going to cut you from doing that.
Oh, well. Now, you can also find us. The WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook, too, at facebook.com/wowchallenges. Check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That's the number one, because unfortunately, we couldn't get the one without the one. And remember to come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
Oh my gosh. Alrighty. So you can find Stone. I'll do this part. You can find Stone on Twitter. He is at wowchallenges. Don't forget to check out his other shows, which is Adventures in Azeroth and the Richter Scale podcast, which he does live with Richter Sunday night, 10 p.m., whatever time.
Eastern time.
There you go. There we go. And you can find me, Lita. I am on Twitter at Lita Wow, LETAWOW. And check out my shows, which are Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, with him again, and Geektopia
Stone. Podcast.
With Stone. Alrighty. Thank you to Markonen for our intro. Yep. We love it and it's awesome. And if you want to check out Markonen, he is on Twitter at MarkonenWow. He's also a co-host of Torrent Think Tank. And we always like to give him a bit of a shout out because he is a true, absolute amazing friend. And he, you know, to do that intro for us was just so generous of him. So we're very, very happy. Anyway, that's it for us. That's the show. We do need show titles. I think Stu's got one.
But let's say our goodbyes and wrap up the unless you want to put the show title part into the show.
Well, it's up to you.
Well now.
Otherwise,
Whoa.
That's it. We just say goodbye.
Okay. All right.
The chat room's thinking. So, okay.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And also thank you for our Patreons, because I don't ever put this into the show notes. So I'm just a jerk. And if you can think of anything that you might want us to offer, please let me know.
Within reason.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Sure. So thank you, and we'll see you next time.
The WoW Challengers podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallengers.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.